an album devoted largely to the events around the Battle of the Boyne and the defense of Limerick, the failed defense of Limerick under Colonel Sarsfield. This all happening under King James II, or an attempt to restore King James the Stuart, the Gallic Stuart, to the throne of Britain. It failed, and King William of Orange prevailed through all of that. But we heard this song, sung by a group called Na Cassidy. We brought the summer with us, and as my gift to you, I will not attempt to pronounce the Irish title of it, but just say, we brought the summer with us. Don't know that I can claim that, but I am coming with the summer anyway, and I'm very pleased to be with you. My name is Fergus, and the name of the program is Shulte Gael. We'll have an hour of music and news regarding Celtic culture. It's 7:01, and once again, let me tell you, you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. 93.7 FM in Nederland will get you there. And you can also go online at kgnu.org, wherever you may be on the planet, if you have the access. Well, for Shulte Gael, let's begin our formal time, at least, with... Let's see what I chose here first. Oh, yes. We'll do this one instead. One of the things I've been enjoying about the summer is being outdoors, and in my neighborhood that means you've got some chickens, too. Chickens and ducks in the neighborhood, it always lets you know that you're not at least right downtown, and that's a great feeling for me. So let's listen to Cherish the Ladies, Irish women musicians in America. And they'll be doing a medley, Johnny Doherty's The Cock and the Hen, and The Humors of Whiskey. Thank you.
about that.
Forgive me. That was Sharon Shannon and Butterflies. She's a marvelous accordionist from County Clare. She's even played in Boulder County before. It was quite some years ago, maybe 15 or more. She played at Rocky Grass, the festival that has just completed this past weekend. And I was there for that. It was an amazing and incredibly enjoyable time. Everything went right. Nothing went wrong. No one wore anything but a smile and whatever clothing they needed to stay comfortable. Never a frown throughout. Well, as I said earlier, we began with the group Nick Nakasidi and their album 1691, We Brought the Summer With Us. Then Cherish the Ladies provided us with Johnny Doherty's The Cock and the Hen and The Humors of Whiskey. Seems to be plenty of whiskey going around at some of these Celtic events I see. So much so that the whiskey distillers even get the stages named after them and so on. So might as well play The Humors of Whiskey. That's from Cherish the Ladies on the Shanachie label. And then the third tune was Sharon Shannon and Butterflies, bringing you reflections of the summertime, reflections of the seasons here. And I'm trying to figure out what I have up next. Oh, yeah, that's it. And there they are over there. One of the things that happens in the Celtic lands, and in really many countries, but summertime is a time for fairs, and particularly in old societies that lived traditionally for a long time where there wasn't so much transportation and communication, the seasonal fairs were a rare opportunity to mingle with other people, to meet people from other parts of the region, as well as to do some business, trading horses or buying wool or whatever kinds of things you needed to do, because you couldn't be entirely self-sufficient on your little plot of potato land. So fairs they have, and they're just wonderful things. I managed to attend a couple of them, including the Spancel Hill Fair in County Clare. We're not going to hear about that one, though. We're going to hear about a much better known one. Here's a local group called Tradition, Tartans, and Tears with Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. He once was a true love of mine. Tell him to
Wasn't that lovely? She's an amazing singer and a really fine ensemble. Okay, so it's time for Kaolta Notes from Roger Hara. He really helps us out here. He compiles a whole bunch of information, a bit like Buck did for the Bluegrass Show. The new, for August, of course, the new Indigent Row played at the Colorado Irish Festival last month and qualified for the final round of the Denver Battle of the Bands on Sunday the 30th. That's tomorrow, folks. End of August, Sunday the 30th of August. The 10 bands in the finals will play from 4 p.m. to midnight at Cervantes Masterpiece Ballroom in Denver's Five Points neighborhood at 26th and Welton. Tickets can be purchased directly from the band, JENN2557 at AOL.com, which is preferred by them since their set time is determined based on which band sells the most tickets, or from a website that I think you want to just go to the Indigent Row website rather than me trying to give it all to you. That'll take the rest of the program. It's a 16 and over show for that Battle of the Bands. The Stubby Shillelaghs are at Jack Quinn's in Colorado Springs at 9 p.m. on the 1st, Scruffy Murphy's in Lodo at 10 p.m. on the 7th, and at the Big Beaver Brewing Company in Loveland at 7 p.m. on the 29th. In other band news, the Stubbies are taking 6 weeks off from their usual Stubby Tuesdays, that's up in Greeley, to hit songwriting and practicing hard as they're entering the studio to record their fourth studio album, an all-nerd and geek-centric album titled Critical Fail, the week of August 23rd. The Stubbies will be yet again working with Silas at the Decibel Garden in Denver. Stubby Tuesdays will resume September 1st at 9 p.m., so you Greeleyites have to look elsewhere. The Mountain Road Cayley Band is continuing its 20th year at the Margarita at Pine Creek on August 21st at 6 o'clock, outdoors on the patio bar. Chancers Hooley plays on the 7th, in the Summit House at Keystone Resort at 4 p.m., and on the 29th, they are on stage at the 38th State Brewing Company in Littleton at 7 p.m. Avornin does their usual Friday night gig at Katie Mullins on the 16th. Oh, I'm sorry. Avornin does their usual Friday night gig at Katie Mullins on the 16th Street Mall at 9 p.m., and play at the Abbey on East Colfax at 8 p.m. on the 22nd. So again, Avornin, Friday, on the 16th Street Mall at 9, and then at the Abbey on East Colfax at 8 p.m. on the 22nd. The lovely and talented Kevin Dooley plays at noon on the 2nd at the Georgia Boys Barbecue in Longmont for their Songwriter Series Longmont. He follows that with a show on the 14th from 8 to 10 p.m. at The Roost on Main Street in Longmont, accompanied by his mates Eric Drobny and Steve Mullins. On the 19th, he's joined by Eric for a performance for the Haystack Mountain Golf Course Summer Series in Boulder from 6 to 8 p.m. He does a solo show on the 21st for the Niwot Market Friday Dinner Series from 6 to 8 p.m. and then closes out the month with the trio on the 29th at the Left Hand Brewing Company in Longmont from 5 to 7:30 p.m. A busy month for Kevin Dooley. The Indulgers head west for the Colorado Scottish Festival on the 1st and 2nd at the new festival venue at the Town Park in Snowmass Village, then return to their home ground of Boulder for a show at Connor O'Neill's on the 14th at 10 p.m. and play at the Wine Experience Cafe and World Cellar Restaurant in Aurora for their early Oktoberfest celebration on the 29th. The Western United States Pipe Band Association, WUSPBA, will hold its annual general meeting at Clancy's Irish Pub in Wheat Ridge, 7000 West 38th Avenue, on the 15th, beginning at 9:30 a.m. or thereabouts, after all bands have competed. Yes, all bands will have competed by about 9:30 in the morning. That's the difference between the Irish and the Scots, I've come to believe. In any event, admission to the AGM, the annual general meeting of the WUSPBA, is free, and there will be free breakfast burritos too. Competition will begin at 7 a.m. when the bar will also open. And there will be a viewing party at 2:30 p.m. of the World Pipe Band Championships. And there will be a $5 cover charge for the viewing party. For more information, call John Moruzzi at 720-933-6750. And speaking of Clancy's, Lougheed is back on the patio there from 9 to noon on the 15th as well. Fun times at Clancy's and in Wheat Ridge. It's the annual Carnation Festival Parade down 38th Avenue that day. What the heck? We're on a roll with Clancy's, so why not close this month's column, says Roger Hara, with the schedule for the most famous Denver Clancy of all, the peripatetic Brian. As is usually the case, you can see and hear him at the Jack Quinn Irish Ale House and Pub in downtown Colorado Springs on the 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th at 7:30 p.m., and at the Irish Snug on East Colfax and Capitol Hill in Denver at 8:30 p.m. on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. So that does it for Kill to Events. Thanks to Roger Hara for preparing all this amazing information for us. And now it's back to more music. The last time I was in Scotland was, it's getting close to 20 years now, I'm sorry to say. But one thing I came away from that trip with was an appreciation for the music of the marvelous Scots band, the Tannahill Weavers.
She gans red from the boot, and to whom they turn up again. When bells were rung and mass was sung, and the bob can say the rest, the king's gonna tell Lady Dicey's bower, and he was near a welcome guest. He's put the cotton from the boot, and there he sat and done. They tell me Lady Daisy, he said, what God you can say room? Is it tay a law or tay a blame or a bar in no high degree? They tell me Lady Daisy, he said, and I
At it and a cup of gold, he'd sent her to Lady Daisy's bower, because she's been so bold. Farewell, Fina, farewell, mother, farewell to comfort and joy. He died for me, I'll die for him, though he was but a kitchen boy.
Did you never hear a pretty Molly Brannigan? In troth then she's left me, and I'll never be a man again. Not a spot on me hide will a summer sun e'er tan again, since Molly's gone and left me here alone for to die. The place where me heart was, it is a roll of turnipin. It's as large as all Dublin, and from Dublin to the Divil's Glen. If she wished to take another, sure she might have left mine back again, and not have gone and left me here alone for to die. Mam, dear, I remember when the milk and time was past and gone, we walked through the meadow when she swore I was the only one that ever she could love. But oh, the base and cruel one, for all that she's left me here alone for to die. Mam, dear, I remember when coming home the rain began, I wrapped me frays coat round her, and ne'er a waistcoat had I on. Me shirt was rather fine drawn, but oh, the base and cruel one, for all that she's left me here alone for to die. Left side o' me carcass is as wake as water gruel, ma'am. There's not a pick upon me bone since Molly proved so cruel, ma'am. Oh, if I had a blunder gun, I'd go and fight a duel, ma'am. For sure I'd better shoot myself than live here to die. I'm cool and determined as any salamander, ma'am. Won't ye come to me wake when I go the long meander, ma'am? I'll think myself as valiant as the famous Alexander, ma'am, when I hear you crying o'er me.
Wonderful performance of Molly Brannigan there by James McCafferty. Fine singer and a lovely song. We've got a ticket giveaway, and it doesn't often happen on Shulte Gale. Let's have some fun with it. This is to see the Young Dubliners at the Oriental Theater in Denver at the end of this next month, Friday, August 28th, nearly a month from now. In fact, it's just over a month from now. August 28th, 7 o'clock doors, and the show starts at 8:30 p.m. This is an all-ages show. The Young Dubliners is an American rock band formed in Los Angeles in 1988. Their style of music has come to be called Celtic rock for the fusion of Irish traditional instruments and music with modern rock. More information about this show is available at theorientaltheater.com. If you're going to win these tickets, we ask that you be a KGNU listener member and that you haven't won anything from us in the last 30 days. If you're not a KGNU member, we invite you to become one now. So wait for the music to start, and we're going to go to a Colcannon track here, another Molly track, in fact. Wait for the music to start, and then call me here in the air studio at 303-442-4242. Okay, so here comes, there they are, here comes Colcannon with Molly, well, it's a Hollywood thing here, Molly Cullinan, curly-haired Molly Hollywood is the way it's translated, and I'm laying off the Irish tonight.
Ermeshka kajem nismo Pren lana gjoni vlasime O hailme mahalin biogo Achru im foki an targe Is vader la muimi uimi Is vader la muimi o demishi Is vader la mies agas huasi Mali in gore Ni chwilenai O dzieni me ti erna Speker vo bona prakago Smilek in andena dagoi Ach mali as van ni chwilenai Father long years, August was he. Mali in a gore, Nikhil and I. The main chain acker and vine. Snadini are not joking now. Yed in my yumna kabra, the chunky malvan, ni chulanai. His father lam uimi, uimi. His father lam uimi, o demeshi. His father lam. Agus huasi Mali na mua ni chulanai
Oh,
agus hálað um síl sjöfrað auga. Og tjén haf sí mar af anbjó, nú búkul djasó, den tjandina. Is fáðalam búimi, búimi. Is fáðalam Fadalam hirs agas wasi Mali na go ni khalanai Mali na go ni khalanai
Thank you. at the top o' the Geryach in the lands o' Leith Hall. A scranky black farmer in Arlesfield did dwell. With him I engaged a servant to be, which makes me lament I went far frae the sea. I engage with this farmer to drive cart and plough. Hard fortune convened an ill-fated crew. I e'en know the number which causes me rue, that ere I attempted the quaint treaty view. It's early in the morning we rise to the yoke. The storm and the tempest can ne'er mak a stop. While the wind it does beat and the rain it does pour, and I yon black farmer on us he does glower. But the time is expiring and the day it will come, to various countries we all must gang hame. Bonnie Jeannie must travel, Bonnie Bobby also, back to the beyond o' Montgomery must go. So farewell, Riney, and a duty ye cleat, for I ha' been wi' ye baith early and late. Baith early and late, baith empty and full. So farewell, Riney, I'll bid ye adieu. So farewell, Bobby, and adieu to ye all. Likewise to the farmer that lives at Leith Hall. For to serve this black farmer, I'm sure it's nae sport. So I will be going to my bonnie seaport.
It's the remarkable Scottish musician, songwriter, performer, and scholar Ewan McCall singing from his album Bothy Ballads of Scotland, The Scranky Black Farmer. And he certainly had the brogue. Going way back there a ways, I guess it was to James McCafferty and Molly Brannigan from Ireland of Treasures, and then Willie Clancy, the minstrel from Clare. On his bagpipe gave us Banish Misfortune, and some lovely ornaments in there. If you're familiar with the melody, you can see how he plays with it and how he decorates it in his particular style. From a CD that's probably still available, The Pipering of Willie Clancy. A great name in Irish music, of course. After Willie, we heard a sort of quiet instrumental piece called Innis Sui. It's by the Irish musician Moira Branagh, and she did an album called Bran Om, concerning the tale from the Mabinogion about the giant Bran and how he came to be trapped on an island and around Ireland and was unable ever to go back home again. But he sent his story across the waters in the form of characters on wooden sticks in the language known as Om, often spelled O-G-H-A-M, but pronounced Om, and in this album it's spelled B-R-A-N-O-H-M. Innis Sui, the sweet little island, is the name of the cut from Moira Branagh. And then we ended the set with Ewan McCall and the Scranky Black Farmer. Well, time goes flying merrily by. Just a quarter hour left in the program. Coming up at 8 o'clock will be Musica Mundi with your host, Sarah Donovan. But for right now, let's move in a different direction. I want to bring you something from a fellow who pretty much made his living as a street musician in Edinburgh. Well, Edinburgh and also, I think, Dundee. Yes, in the 50s and early 60s, and he was recorded there. We're going to hear from him a song he's going to play and I think sing on his accordion. This is Davy Stewart. We've got bothy ballads from Ewan McCall, and now here's some street music from Davy Stewart, The Jolly Beggar, this one's called.
There was a jolly beggar, and the beggin' he's gin, and he took a beach lodgings, a hussy near Aberdeen. He went to Lion Barns, a rotten tea the bear, but he would make his beddy alongside the kitchen fire. Saying, we'll gang the mare a-roving in the night. We'll gang the mare a-roving, the men shines near say bricht. The beggar's bed, it was made with fine straying hair, right afore the barn door the beggar he did lay. But the farmer's only daughter, she raised a bar the door, and when she see the naked knight stood naked upon the floor, thing will gang the mare a rovin' in the night. Will gang the mare a rovin', the moon shines near sae bricht. Oh, early new next morning, the old farmer rose. The beggar man, he was a wore the nothing but his clothes. New early in the evening, the total button been. Says the old wife to the farmer, and then he can whore they've gin. Can never a roving through the night. Oh, gang never a roving, the man shines near say bricht. But 12 months long is past and gone, the old wood came again. Seeking lunch in the farmer, you canna be here, you seen. Och, man, will gang near a-rovin' in the night. Will gang near a-rovin', the mansion's near the bricht. He put the whistle to his mouth, he blowed loud and shrill. Then 20 Highland men come tripping across the hill. But now she comes across the hill, you can't either but see. Wee a bonny wee wain on her knee. Will gang the mare a-rovin' in the night. Will gang the mare a-rovin', the minchet near the brick. Now the farmer stood at the front hall door, he's glittin' for to see. When the old beggar man took off his coat and ye but see, King James stood upon you, he's looking for the beer. The bowter heads to King James, then they called him sire. Oh, gang the mare a-rovin' in the night. Well, gang the mare a-rovin'. when the mention is a break. Come on, you jolly lads, do, and listen unto me. The song of song is past and gone. I'll go for a wee cup of tea. Oh, gang, they're a-robin, a-robin in the night. Oh, gang, they're a-robin, the mention is a break.
I'd like to tell this time something about maybe the a lot of people knows about the Galway races. And this man was trying to describe the difference or come together about the Galway races that's held nowadays and the races held in the Cliffs of Moher 150 years ago. So anyways, was he started off, he only sang two verses of the song about the Galway races and two more about the Cliffs of Moher races. 'Tis there you'd see the jockeys and the mounted so stately, the pink, the green, the yellow, the emblem of our nation. When the bell was rang for starting, the horses seemed so impatient, you'd swear they never stood upon the ground. Their speed was so amazing. Gramachri Makrushkin, Slanchi Gal Mavurnin, Gramachri Makrushkin, Agaspecialan. There was 500,000 people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew, and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, only faulting hospitality and making fresh acquaintance. Gramachri Makrushkin, Slanchi Gal Mavurnin, Gramachri Makrushkin, Agaspecialan. Ta Oberalan, Da Yanenver in Tevsho, Kurtis Kashalan, Igbarshliv Nagurach, Ta Kursa Rasaun is Bras, Ta an Eren, Agus Klocha Bana, Kopelke, Ergachtevlish, Gramachrim Krushkin, Slanchi Gal Mavurnin, Gramachrim Krushkin, Agus Bishalan, Ta Usala Klar Bamba, Ig Tarrant is Igtrielon, Stapelte the couple, Kurke agus Feroun. Talan suas na sletje, dig truba agus ik trilaun. Mar dagach oredele, bechtilich na jiegoun. Gramachri Makrushkin, Slanchi Gal Mavurnin. Gramachri Makrushkin, agus Bishalan. Thank you.
No home is complete without them. That's the De Danann All-Stars from a lovely piece of vinyl featuring Maura O'Connell on the vocal, My Irish Molly O. Thanks for listening to Shulte Gale. It's 8:01. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. Also at 93.7 FM in Netherlands and online at kgnu.org. Now, enjoy Musica Mundi with your host, Sarah D.
Palpó la superficie con...